Paper 126, The Two Crucial Years. Of all Jesus' earth life experiences, the 14th and 15th years were the most crucial. These 2 years, after he began to be self-conscious of divinity and destiny, and before he achieved a large measure of communication with his indwelling adjuster, were the most trying of his eventful life on Urantia. It is this period of 2 years which should be called the great test, the real temptation. No human youth, in passing through the early confusions and adjustment problems of adolescence, ever experienced a more crucial testing than that which Jesus passed through during his transition from childhood to young manhood. This important period in Jesus' youthful development began with the conclusion of the Jerusalem visit and with his return to Nazareth. At first, Mary was happy in the thought that she had her boy back home once more, that Jesus had returned home to be a dutiful son, not that he was ever anything else, and that he would henceforth be more responsive to her plans for his future life. But she was not for long to bask in this sunshine of maternal delusion and unrecognized family pride. Very soon she was to be more completely disillusioned. More and more the boy was in the company of his father. Less and less did he come to her with his problems, while increasingly both his parents failed to comprehend his frequent alternation between the affairs of this world and the contemplation of his relation to his father's business. Frankly, they did not understand him, but they did truly love him. As he grew older, Jesus' pity and love for the Jewish people deepened, but with the passing years there developed in his mind a growing righteous resentment of the presence in the Father's temple of the politically appointed priests. Jesus had great respect for the sincere Pharisees and the honest scribes, but he held the hypocritical Pharisees and the dishonest theologians in great contempt. He looked with disdain upon all those religious leaders who were not sincere. When he scrutinized the leadership of Israel, he was sometimes tempted to look with favor on the possibility of his becoming the Messiah of Jewish expectation, but he never yielded to such a temptation. The story of his exploits among the wise men of the temple in Jerusalem was gratifying to all Nazareth, especially to his former teachers in the synagogue school. For a time his praise was on everybody's lips. All the village recounted his childhood wisdom and praiseworthy conduct, and predicted that he was destined to become a great leader in Israel. At last a really great teacher was to come out of Nazareth in Galilee. And they all looked forward to the time when he would be 15 years of age, so that he might be permitted regularly to read the scriptures in the synagogue on the Sabbath day.